Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're here live in the studio, and we hope and pray that our voice find you well wherever you are today, listening via the internet, praise the Lamb of God, or by telephone. We are here, praise the Lamb, in the studio, and we're thanking and praising God for life, liberty, and the pursuit of the kingdom of God and its righteousness. What a wonderful day it is, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, a little overcast, but the weather seems to be great outside. I tell you, people of God, our God is an awesome God in all his ways. Today is worshipful, wonderful worshipful Wednesday. Praise the Lamb of God, and we have already been on our knees before the Lord. Yes, we have, calling your name out. Praise the Lamb of God, lifting you up before the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. I am here today to let you know, praise the Lamb of God, that God is in control, praise the Lamb of God, of everything that you're going through. God is in control. Just allow him to continue to be the pilot, and I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you will come into your safe haven. you will come into that place, praise the Lamb of God, of sweet rest and sweet secure, praise the Lamb of God, as God lead and guides you through those perilous waters and whatever you feel is frightening you, praise the Lamb of God. Our God is able today, and I love him. I bless him today, praise the Lamb of God. Thank God for you, you, and you, all you that's chiming in and calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, always a wonderful show here at PSM Live. Oh, what a beautiful midweek we had last night, Bible class. Praise our hour of power. Praise, we'll discuss some of that a little later, praise God, as we talked about, you know, that rich young ruler, praise the Lamb of God. There was so much in that. I think I shocked the saints on how much that was in that little story. Praise the Lamb of God that Jesus deals with this young man. Praise the Lord. We'll deal with that a little bit later. Hallelujah. We are also, praise the Lamb of God, in a position, whereas that, you know, I've been testifying to you about the car, praise the Lamb of God. We went yesterday, and I didn't know about these taxes that you have to pay at the Secretary of State, praise him, when you purchase an automobile. So praise, we got to go back today and do diligence to take care of the balance of that so that we can get those plates and drive home. Boy, oh boy, this has been a week, I tell you. Of course, you're anxious and praise the Lamb of God, but you got to do things legal. You know, you have to do things legal with integrity, and that's the way I want to do it. I don't want the police stopping me, telling me something wrong with my plate, something wrong with the car, the registration and things of that nature. I want everything in shape in order, praise the Lamb of God, in the glove compartment or in my wallet. Yes, right, that's right, praise the Lamb of God. I don't like looking over my shoulder when I'm driving down the street because I don't have driver's license and all that old kind of mess. That's just, I can't deal with that. It's too hard on my nerve system, praise the Lamb of God. So I have to do it the right way, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. And we have all kinds of testimonies and things of that nature. We're praying for my Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, and her family in a double loss, praise God. And I've been asking the intercessors this morning, inboxing them to lift that family up, praise the Lamb, in the double loss of her nephew and her brother-in-law here in the last 24 hours. She has lost a brother-in-law who is like a brother to her, and then she lost a nephew who is like a son to her. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm asking the saints to lift her up in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God today. Lift her up in prayer. Hallelujah. Then, praise the Lamb of God, I was approached by a young man last night, praise the Lamb of God, who asked me could he have my granddaughter's hand in marriage. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Came to the church in Bible class, and then asked me, can he have my granddaughter's hand in marriage? I said, what? What is this? I should have turned the pews over and the altar and everything. What is kind of mess is this? Praise the Lord. Shaquan? Are you there, yes. Granddaughter? How are you?
I'm okay.
And then granddaughter didn't even tell me. She didn't even tell me going to let some man walk up to me, what? I should have pulled my gun out. That's what I should have did. I should have pulled a gun out. Praise the Lord. You just wait. You just wait. My birthday going to get you, too. You know that, don't you? If you didn't tell her, you is in big trouble.
I told her.
Say what? Act like you can't talk.
Oh,
you had told her? You had already told Bertha?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you didn't tell me, but you told my Bertha. I see, said the black. Well, everybody was in it but me. Oh.
Granddad.
What granddad mean?
It was his place to come to you and ask you, not mine.
It was your place to tell me he was coming. Okay.
I told him.
All right.
This praise is what you Lord. Want, my granddaddy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I bet you I told him a few words or two anyhow, didn't I? Yes, I did. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Well, he is
right.
Listening to the show today.
I don't care.
I know. I'm just saying. He listening.
Okay. Erica 586, praise the love of God. How you doing, child?
Amelia. I said hi, Apostle. Congratulations, Shatwan.
Thank you.
Congratulations again. I know she had told you too. She had told everybody but me.
I did not.
Stephanie, out in the cold, boy.
Tell my mama. I didn't even tell my mama.
I don't believe that neither. Get on.
I didn't tell my mama. He told my mama.
Well, the only thing I know is the Lord had been speaking it over your life anyway. Praise the Lamb of God that it was going to happen soon. And so we've been anticipating this, praise the Lamb of God. I say like the old prophets of old, the Lord hid this thing from me. But in that way, who it was, he hid from me. But he did not hide, praise the Lamb of God, that it was going to come about. So yeah, we accept the will of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited and happy for you guys, if you know, praise the Lamb of God. But just like I told him, I tell you, I tell the public, you still got to come by Granddaddy, praise the Lamb of God, for premarital consultation. Hallelujah. And you better be trying to get on the schedule quick. Praise the Lord so we can get this thing together. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. I'm happy for you guys. I really am. If you are in love and know that God has connected you all, I have no problem. Praise the Lamb of God. I really don't. I want everybody to be happy. Praise God. Erico 248. 770, your mic hot.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Apostle?
Man, I asked you to call in my show. I'm doing fine. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Doing real well. All is well.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We got him right here. Praise the Lamb of God today. And we thank God for both of you all. Praise the Lamb of God, Apostle and Elder Shatwan. Praise the Lamb of God in this marriage, praise the Lamb of God arrangement. And I did speak via text with your mother last night, praise the Lamb of God. And all is well in both of our eyes. And we're going to make this thing come about, praise the Lamb, some kind of way. Y'all gave us a month. Boy, that is really, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lord that we only got a month here to make this thing come off. So we just want to make sure that all things work well for you guys. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And I thought, that Shatwan was going to be coming back here. Praise God. But look like y'all just snatching all the men out of Detroit. That's all right. Praise the Lord.
You know I got an assignment here, and I can't leave till it's done.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful worship Wednesday, and we are here. Testimonies are in line. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are about to go into prayer here in just a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Elder Shatwan is here. Hallelujah, announcing, I saw it on Facebook even announcing, praise the Lamb of God, their July 5th wedding, praise the Lamb of God. Yesterday was the 4th of July, today is the 5th of July, praise the Lord. And also, is that date official now, July 5th?
Yes, it's official.
Okay, the official date is July 5th, praise the Lamb of God. Visitation with favor, I like that, praise the Lamb. God's going to visit with favor. Hallelujah. And then we have, praise the Lamb of God, that's the 7th month. He has completed those things, praise the Lamb, that's concerning you. I like that even better, with favor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The number 7 is the number of that person. So we praise God. We praise God for that. Hallelujah. But we want to go to prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is so urgent today. And again, brothers and sisters, we are lifting up my Bertha and her family in this double loss, praise God, hallelujah, of her brother-in-law who was like a brother and a nephew who was like a son to her, praise the Lamb of God. And we want to, in the last, like 15, 16 hours, she has lost both of them. And we just want to lift that family up in prayer, that the Lord will just have his way praise the Lamb of God in their life. Yes, we want to do that. Don't we want to do it? Yes, we do. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan, you is up first here for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're going to allow Shatwan to lead us to the throne of grace right in the next few minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to go further into the show today. I'm just, you know, touched. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, there's mixed emotions going on in me right now because I'm happy for Shatwan, but then my heart is a little heavy for Bertha. Praise God. She's such an energetic powerhouse, praise the Lord, and I just don't want her head hanging down, but sometimes we have to go through, praise the Lamb of God, to get to what God wants us to do. Praise God. So, Bertha, we're going to play William McDowell, Wrap Me in Your Arms, Lord. Hallelujah. And Shatwan is going to lead us to the throne of grace. And we are here praying for you, you and you. Shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. Shut down. Shut out. Hallelujah. Set out. We're praying for you. We're praying for you, hungry. Praise the Lamb of God, going in lack. We're praying for you today. We're praying. Don't see the way. Don't know how you're going to make a way. We want you to know Jesus is still the answer for the world today. Jesus is still the answer. Praise the Lamb of God. Barak may not be in full conscious of it, neither, praise the Lamb of God, our House of Representatives or the governments of this world, praise the Lamb of God, of this satanic system. But I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus is still the answer for our world today. Shatwan is coming out, leading us to the throne of grace, and I'm asking all of the saints to pray with us even right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, darling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come, first of all, God. God, we're asking that you would forgive us of all sins, God. God, forgive us of all iniquities, God, and wash us in your blood on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come lifting up your children on this day, God. For God, we know that they're looking and they're crying out to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come lifting up my Bertha to you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, God, that you would stop by in the name of Jesus. God, begin to dry the tears, God. Oh, God, begin to lift the heavy burdens, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, we're asking that you would send a comforter to God in the name of Jesus, God. God, that would touch their hearts today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask right now, God, that you protect them today, God. Wrap them in your arms, God, and wrap them in your love today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you go into the houses today, God. God, those other ones that have lost someone, God. Oh, God, begin to comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift them up to you, God, and we ask that you would go into the nursing homes today, God. God, go into the prisons today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, lift them up, lift their burdens today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For, God, we know that you are a healer, God. God, we know that you are a burden bearer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name, we just thank you, God. God, we come to give you glory, God. In spite of every situation, God, you're still God. Hallelujah. And we give you glory for that, God. Oh, God,
let's
in
go.
Spite of all things that we go through, God. God, we don't see behind the scenes. We don't see what you're doing, God. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we know it all comes together to work for our good, God. So we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask that those that are listening over the airwaves, God, your healing virtue, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, whatever is going on in their bodies, God, God, we send the healing word to them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, begin to heal every blood disease today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you will set every organ working in proper working, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name, God, we come against cancer today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every disease today, God, that tries to attack your children, God, in the name of Jesus. And we put the blood of Jesus on it, God, in the name, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you would come, God, right now for mental illness, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I come binding up that bipolar spirit today, God. I come binding up the schizophrenic spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, every mental illness must bow down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask right now that you will protect the minds, God, for we know it's the battlefield, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put a hedge of protection around it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up the works of the enemy on this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, God. And, God, we're going to be glad in it, God. We're going to rejoice in it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we came expecting something from you today, God. We came expecting a word today, God. We came expecting signs and wonders, God. We came expecting miracles, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we stand on the word today, God, for your manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we line ourselves up with the word of God today, God, in the name of Jesus, because you have ordered our every step, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We call it forth today, God, in every life today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God. And, Father God, we lift up prophet before you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the life that he has lived, God, in front of your people, God. God, we thank you that he has compelled them to come, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we thank you that you have imparted into him, God. And, oh, God, that he pours out, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we expect manifestation in his life, God. God, we expect to see it today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we're looking for the miracle today, God. God, we're looking for the signs and wonders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As the testimony pour in, God. God, we thank you for the healing, God, in the name of Jesus, that will go forth today, God. God, we thank you, God, as he preached the word today, God. We thank you for those that are calling in, God, with a testimony, God. Oh, God, just to say that they were saved, God. Just to say that they came to know you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we call them in, God, from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, God. We call them in today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, into your kingdom today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that they will come and repent, God, falling on their knees today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your word will touch the deaf, God, and they will begin to hear, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that your word will touch the lame, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, the word will touch the mute, God, and they will begin to speak, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, this is a miracle. Thank God. In the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we ask right now, God, that you would feel your glory through this line today, God. In the name of Jesus, that it shall go forth, God, and it shall not come back void, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. God, we ask that you would take over this show today, God, and do what you want to do, God, in the name of Jesus. As we get out of the way today, God, we allow you to move today, God, any way you want to move, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you glory, God. We give you honor and praise today, God. Hallelujah, God. And we submit our will unto you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. And God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. I tell you, oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord for the fire of God in this place. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, people of God. while this daughter was praying, first of all, praise the Lord, God, the Lord just started speaking some things directly to me concerning me. Praise the Lamb of God, that just blew my mind. Thank you, Father. When you heard that big hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, came out of my mouth, it was because of that. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to open your mic, 804, I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, hallelujah, the Lord said to tell you all that he has done all things well. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. My Bertha, if you're listening to my voice today, hallelujah, the Lord told me to tell you that they are with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if that means anything to you, if it's going to console you, but he said it in such a sweet voice. God said, tell Bertha that they are with me now. Praise the Lamb of God. They are with me now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there's nothing better, hallelujah, than hearing that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God that they are with me now. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory. And I won't take it back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I won't take that back. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your love today. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your concern. Thank you, Father. You're God by yourself. Ah, God, early in the morning will I seek your face. Under in the night watch will I look to thee, for you are God and God alone, Father. Hallelujah. Every day will I praise you. Every day will I worship you. Hallelujah, God. You're awesome. You're awesome in all your ways, yes. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Hola Rapha. For God, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. And we give you glory. And we give you glory in Jesus' matchless name. Hallelujah. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, granddaughter. Hallelujah for being here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. While you were praying for me, I'm telling you, you start praying for me.
Whew.
And the Lord stopped downloading.
Thank
oh,
you.
My goodness gracious.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
The greater is here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Of your refreshing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Under Shatai, we give you praise. We give you praise. Erico 804, your mic is hot.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how y'all doing today? This is Yoshida.
Hi, Yoshida. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Wonderful.
I had someone new come into my life, and I don't know yet. I don't know yet,
then to keep it just at that distance, don't know yet.
Okay.
Keep it at the don't know yet distance.
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs. Keep it at the don't know distance.
That's it.
Keep seeking God.
Amen.
Because ain't no sense of you just letting them in and out the door.
That's
hello,
it.
Light bulbs.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, God, make
Amen.
Sure. Make sure. Hallelujah. Amen. That it's a God move.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God.
That,
if you seek to please God more than you seek to please your flesh, the Lord will speak to you concerning these things.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. I hope somebody heard me when I said what I just said.
Yes.
If you seek to please God more than you seek to please your flesh, the Lord will speak to you concerning these things.
Yes, he
Praise
will.
Praise the Lamb of God. And he will answer if you seek him with your whole heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, but you don't need this one in, this one out, this one. No. That's too much emotional roller coaster. Praise the Lamb of God. You pray over that. You hear? You pray over that. Praise God.
I also had a dream about you last night.
Your dream
that,
about me?
Yeah, you was in my dream last night.
How you know I was in your dream? You ain't never seen my face.
I seen you before Christmas at the church over there.
Have you?
I forgot. Yes, I forgot the man name. You came twice for revival. I've been there twice.
Oh, you talking about over there at a Christian Tabernacle?
That's it, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, now
yeah.
Talk to me. Okay. You had a dream about me. Okay. I was going to say, how did you know that was me in that dream? All right, let me hear it.
Okay, I don't remember all of the details. I was trying to remember it as I woke up, but it was like we were standing near some trees. It was like four trees lined up, and I remember a girl planted one, and I named one of the trees Ashley Tree. I said, no, that's the Ashley Tree, because somebody was like, let's cut down one of the branches, and I was like, no, that's the Ashley Tree. So somehow or another, I ended up, and we were ended up in a house, and you were talking about teams, but it wasn't like football teams. And my mother was saying that she liked this certain team, and I said, well, I don't look at football. I don't, you know, I don't have no team. And you was like, well, you need to get a team. And I was like, huh? I don't.
If I was talking about a team, it was a prayer team. I bet you that. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. It was a prayer team. Hallelujah.
Right.
And an intercessory team. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what I deal with that when I'm dealing with teams. That came straight to my mind when you said that. But you need to look up that name, Ashley. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. It's the meaning of Ashley. The meaning of Ashley, what that means. You need to Google that or something. Praise the Lamb of God and see what that means. Hallelujah. And then also, praise the Lamb of God, the number four is the number of God's tolerance. So, therefore, what he is saying to you is whatever this team is, praise the Lamb of God, you need to get on it quick. And in a hurry, praise the Lamb of God. And isn't it ironic? I just got through talking to you about prayer, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
So you need to get in your prayer place, your prayer mode, praise the Lamb of God. Get there, get there, get there, praise the Lamb of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you probably need some support, praise the Lamb of God. So you need to develop a prayer team. A prayer team, or you are to join a prayer team. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are looking for members on our team. Praise the Lamb. And Shatwan is the one to talk to, the one that just finished praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Her and Sylvia are the ones who head up our ministry of prayer. Praise the Lord. Erico 313-579. Your mic is hot.
Well, praise the Lord. He's
Dr.
Worthy.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
how you doing today, Dr. J?
Hey, everybody. I am just blessed.
Hello.
I called just simply to say this. As Pastor Shaquan was praying, I got a little breakthrough. I felt a thing break.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God. I had a little heaviness. And in the midst of the prayer, I got my deliverance. And I believe
Hallelujah.
That when the people of God bless you, that you ought to let them know. So I just called to tell her, God bless you. Congratulations.
Thank you
for being a yielded vessel.
I tell you. Hallelujah. I don't know if she got scared or something, but she jumped in the lap of Jesus right quick. Praise the Lamb of God, Dr. J. That child was praying. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God started moving. The Lord started talking. I said, what is this? My God, today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, and grab him a praying woman. He in trouble. Oh, my goodness. I'd rather have an army coming against me, Apostle, than a praying woman on her knees against me.
My God.
Woo! My goodness. Dr. J, you want me to tell you something? You're going to see some more breakthroughs.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God ain't
Amen.
Through yet. Breaking
Amen.
You through into the sunshine of your life. Hallelujah. I hear you singing. You brought the sunshine. Just
Ooh,
watch
God.
What God did for you. praise the Lamb of God, in these next few months. Watch what God does for you in these next 2 months, Dr. J. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's breaking it off. He's breaking it loose. Hallelujah. That process is coming to an end because he's perfecting that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Lamb of God, he's perfecting it. All y'all hear my birthday is. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. My birthday is on the line. My birthday, how you doing?
Hi, I'm blessed, Prophet. Hi, my daughter Shaquan and my son-in-law. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mom.
I'm doing fine. I was just going to sit here and listen and just let the Lord feed my spirit. But when you spoke, it was just confirmation. As we were in my nephew's room, my sister broke. She's the first sister to lose a child. So this is the first nephew that has gone home to be with the Lord. And in the midst of the sorrow, she says, even in this, Lord, I give you thanks and I give you glory and praise. And the Lord spoke through her and told her the exact words that you said God spoke to you, the exact words. God says, he's with me, all is well. And we feel comfort in that, even though it hurts in the flesh. You know, like I say, he was like a son to me. He was my godson. But we know in the spirit that all is well. God gave us that comfort right there in that room. He's with him. And that all is well. And that was just direct confirmation.
I'm glad to hear that. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, Bertha, you know, Bertha didn't drop. She didn't drop. I know her mic was kind of messed up there. She'll come back in, I'm sure. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what wonderful strength being exemplified, praise the Lamb of God, through Bertha as she deals with this double, praise the Lamb of God, loss of life transition. Into praise the Lamb of God, the hands of God. And sometimes, you know, there's nothing we can do about that, praise God, but accept the Lord's doing. And when the Lord says, I don't know how you all really take what God says. You back, Bertha, but a lot of people don't take what God say at the way I do, and they don't take what God says in the spirit that I take it. I think it is an awesome, mind-blowing thing, praise the Lamb of God, for God to say anything to you. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's comforting, loving words, praise the Lamb of God, that causes you to have peace and what have you, you are special in his eyes. You are special in his eyes, praise the Lamb of God. Because he's cutting your grief in half. He's slicing a great part of grief from you. Because when the Lord speaks his words into you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and they minister to you, praise God. That's a sure way of knowing God has spoken. His words minister to you, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Bertha. The mic is open. It's yours.
He fought a good fight. He has been dealing with a loss of two kidneys from the age of 12. He just turned 43 in March. But he fought a good fight. And my sister said, he said yesterday, last night, I'm tired. And he was ready to go. But I just give God glory and praise in it all because he had died three times within this period of his illness. But he always
fought.
He never gave up. And I just thank God that he gave us 43 years on this earth with him. And in all of it, my heart is heavy, but I'm yet giving God glory and praise. I thank him for his life, and I thank him that he spoke the words through my sister and through you, that all is well, that he's with him. We have no doubt that he's with the Lord. God gave us that assurance and that peace. He's with me. And as you say, everybody don't get that from God. And when God sees you as special in his sight, because my sister is a woman of faith, she never gave up. She just kept fighting for the life of her son. And I commend her, because I don't know if I could have lived that long with her son being that sick. But I commend her for what she did and the strength God gave her. She reminds me of Shireen, a woman of faith. And I thank you all for your prayers. Like I say, we know he's with the Lord. We have peace. But as you say, the human side, the emotional side, you're yet hurt. But I thank God that I have confidence in it all. And a loving pastor, a praying pastor, a supporting pastor, and a team of intercessors that are always there no matter what. I love my daughters. I love the intercessors. I love PS and my me and Lisa, thank you for your prayers, because it's Lisa's cousin and my nephew.
Oh, my God. Right. You know, sometimes I forget you all's relationship. Okay. That's Lisa's cousin also. Lisa, who is our administrator, pray one of my administrators there at PSM, People of God. So when we say lift the family up, they are connected, and we want to make sure, praise God. Oh, my goodness, yes. Praise God. That's my Lisa. My Lisa. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So we want to lift them up and make sure we continuously pray for them that the Lord will continue to do a perfect work in their lives. You know, when you hear that, wait a minute, the man of God is here with us too. Prophet Darrell Saunders, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. Praise the Lord, my Bertha. Praise the Lord, Intercessor. Praise the Lord, PSMI.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The mic is open. Man, the Lord is already moving here by his spirit and speaking. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful show it is today. Praise God as we do a double thing. We're worshiping and praising God, and we're uplifting and strengthening and encouraging all at the same time. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, did you get that scripture I sent you today that came on? I texted to Bertha today. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. Can I pull this up? I want to read this to you all. Praise the Lamb, out of 1 Peter. I heard this in the spirit for you, Bertha. It says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Christ is revealed. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a purpose even in our suffering. There is a purpose even in our grief. There is a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What kind of God is this that he uses even that hurts you for your good and his glory? He an awesome God. That even this is going to work out for your betterment. Praise the Lamb of God. Even though you can't see it while you're going through it. Hallelujah. But that's the kind of God is. That's the kind of God God is. Y'all didn't hear that. That's the kind of God God is. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what me serving him. Prophet Dale, that's what keep me serving God. That's what keep me in his face. Hallelujah. That's what keep me saying, yes, Lord. That's what keep me saying, have your way, God. Have your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this, and this has been in my spirit all morning to say, I almost posted on my personal page, and the personal page got jammed up, and I said, maybe the Lord don't want me to put it on there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But people of God, you know, I talk to you all and I share stuff with you, and I'm going to tell you this again. Prepare yourself. Brace yourself. Hallelujah. Because anything can happen now. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, God has promised us a lot of powerful manifestations and blessings on the promises that he's fulfilling in our life, and he's going to do them. Praise the Lamb of God. But the flip side of that coin, praise the Lamb of God, God has spoken to us. And don't ignore God when he speaks to you about calamities. When he speaks to you, praise the Lamb of God, that he's moving, that he's doing, praise the Lamb of God, because you don't know what God is going to do. But whatever he does, praise the Lamb of God, you need to be ready for it. So you got to get your like the tin man, you got to get oiled up so you can be flexible, praise the Lamb of God, so you can bounce back. Yeah, yes, and so that you can accept what God does, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because there's a strength in that, in your acceptance of what God does. Hallelujah. Powerful words we hear, we quote, praise the Lamb, but if we don't accept them as the person who has said it, stuff like Job says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. And he shall stand on the earth on the latter day, and in my flesh shall I see God. I'm going to wait all the days of my appointed time. I'll wait for my change. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken away. Praise God. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We must be strengthened in these areas, the Lamb of God, and be able to receive what God, hallelujah, has given us and for us, so that we will not, praise the Lamb of God, fall into a depression and fall into the valley of sorrow, praise the Lamb of God, and grieve longer than we should, because we don't grieve like the world. The Bible tells us that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. David, they tried to get him to grieve 30 days, and David said, not so. My son will not come back to me, but someday I'll go to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's the way our minds be. Hallelujah. All of our tears and all of our laying around and all of our going into shock, depression, or whatever is not going to return anything into our bosom. Praise the Lamb of God. The only thing that you have to embrace is God. Hallelujah. And so I say embrace him. Hallelujah, in this day, in this time, and in this season. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God, people. God, hallelujah. And he's awesome in all, not some of his ways, in all of his ways. His Worship Wednesday is a wonderful worship. Yeah, talk to me.
I
want to hear it.
When you were saying all that good stuff, I just heard one scripture say, all things work together.
That's it.
For the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose.
All things.
Amen.
Work together for the good. Hallelujah. And that's something to shout about in itself. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! That's something to shout about all by itself. It is working for our good. It is working for our good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, I enjoyed last night. I want to read this. I got so much here I want to give you all. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. I enjoyed Bible class last night. Praise the Lamb of God with our with the saints that came out. Praise the Lamb of God and met us there at the Truth Church, along with praise the Lamb of God, the Apostle and Baby Moses. Praise the Lord, hallelujah! I knew something was up when I walked in the door. I said, something's going on here. Praise the Lamb of God. These two guys up in here. But this scripture I want to read to you today, people of God, and I believe you are just listening to me, are the ones, because this is right in line in what I'm speaking to you, and I'm trying to prepare, praise the Lamb of God, this road that is laden for us, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to Jeremiah, the 44th chapter of Jeremiah. Listen to what Jeremiah says here. He said, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who dwell in the land of Egypt, who dwell at Migdal and at Tahpanhes and at Memphis and in the country of Pathros, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Listen to this, people of God. Ye have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judea. And behold, this day they are desolate, and no man dwelleth in them. Listen to what God is saying here. Jerusalem, the holy city. Judah, the people who are signified as praise, because that's what Judah means. Hallelujah. He says, I've destroyed both of these cities, and no man is dwelling in them, Jerusalem and Samaria. Watch what he says. Because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods, whom they knew not, neither they yet, nor your fathers. Howbeit, I said unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness to burn incense unto other gods. Wherefore, my fury and my anger were poured out and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Those six verses. And I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, hallelujah, that our country is in a terrible shape right now in the eyes of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This country is in a terrible shape. And we are forsaking the ways of our God. We are forsaking his holy ways. We are burning incense unto other gods without lighting a match. We have done abominable things without repentance. And yet we're still dwelling in our cities, even though they're crumbling, even though they're halfway desolate. My God, because we refuse to turn. We refuse to hear the prophetic voice. We refuse to look at the prophetic trajectory that is laid out in Scripture, that the Bible shows us over and over again, a process that happens to God's people when they turn away from God. I say this to you, people of God. America the beautiful, this Christian land founded upon Christianity. Hallelujah. It's in a bad shape today. It's in a bad shape. And God has spoken judgment. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This, I want you to prepare yourself for more than anything else. I'm scared right now about this hurricane season that is about to start. My God, my God, my God.
Jesus.
My God, my God, my God. China has already seen record heat that they advise people not to even go out of the house.
Jesus.
And on the southern end, they were flooding all at the same time. I'm telling you, people of God, just get ready. But know the blood is on your doorpost. The lintels of your heart. Know God promised to pass over you.
Yes,
He promised to spare your life. He promised it. And you can hold God to His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But understand there's going to be destruction by the hand of God.
Amen.
I just got to sound the alarm because I want you to take this serious.
Yes.
God has already told me to warn various pastors and stuff to get their congregations and their churches ready to be makeshift hospitals and things. Place of shelter for those who are not going to have homes. I'm telling you. And God ain't just speaking to speak. He's speaking it and meaning it.
Mm-hmm.
And if God continue to let this nation go in the direction that is going in, we are going to self-destruct because we have no godly guidance. So we need to be praying, have your way, oh God.
Yes, God.
Bring your people back to you.
Yes, yes.
Bring your people to repentance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Cause your house to be joyful again with singing and praise unto your holy name for the great things that you have done and not the inventions of men. Yes, God. Yes, God. Gross wickedness. Gross wickedness.
Jesus.
It's being done behind closed doors.
Jesus.
And they're presenting it to us more and more. Feeding our appetites.
Jesus.
Allowing us to taste what is abominable. Setting it before our eyes. Hallelujah. But whatever is a distaste in God's mouth is a distaste in mine. Whatever turns his stomach turns mine. Whatever God hates, I hate. I stand with God.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, every prophet and prophetess whose name was the name of the Lord,
Jesus,
take a stand on the word of God. To take a stand. And don't bow. Hallelujah. If you're the only prophet in your company that's prophesying what thus says the Lord, prophesy.
Thank you, God.
Don't back down because everybody else is prophesying something else. Speak what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't be a puppet, be a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, it's solemn on the show now. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know. But I want you to know this word is not a plaything.
No, it's not.
But it's not a plaything. When God revealed his word to us and shows his word just as plain, how can we be spared?
Say it, Apostle.
How can we be spared? When our children are rebellious. How can we be spared when we have allowed our youth and our young adults to go about doing any and everything that they can imagine that's evil? Did y'all just tell y'all watching the news, these two 12-year-old girls lure their 12-year-old friend into the woods and stab her to death?
Yeah, I did watch that.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Where the home they come from? Where's the discipline?
Come
Where's the honor of life?
Have mercy, Lord.
You have to teach your child about life, how precious it is. I know the saints don't like that kind of stuff. We just want to jump over pews and dance.
I love it.
No, speak the truth.
When the truth comes, we back down then. But we have an epidemic going out here. And it's across the board.
Yes, it is.
It ain't black and it ain't white.
No.
Brothers shooting each other with guns.
Yeah, for clothing.
All on First 48, criminal minds and all that.
I'm talking about these are children, and we just sit quiet as though God does not see this. God does not care.
Oh, my God.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Girls are being carted off and sold into sex slavery.
Jesus.
And we act like God don't care.
Jesus.
Taken from their mother's bosoms. Taken
Jesus.
From the arms of their fathers.
Have mercy.
The hundreds and thousands are being sold into slavery.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And you think God don't care?
He cares.
Thugs are rampant up and down our streets. You think God don't care? Woo! God.
Jesus.
Hatred, malice, envy, jealousies, backbitings. Manipulations, lies. You think God does not hear and see? Perversions all about us. Upside down is inside out. It's wrong.
Lust is all over the place. It's the spirit of lust.
That demon is running up and down the street and having a parade.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Having a parade. My goodness gracious. Lord Jesus. And what our young people are exposed to now, their minds can't take it. Their minds can't take it. When the porn industry can have award shows just like the Grammys,
okay.
Televise it.
I didn't know that, Apostle. Now you telling me something.
Women who they're giving awards to, I'm talking about, thank you, God, for giving me the kind of this I got so I could win this award.
Wow.
Praising God for body parts.
Wow. That's profane.
You think God does not care?
Jesus, Apostle. Oh, my God.
Lord, have mercy.
I didn't know that, Apostle. I know they had this.
Yeah, that's
award show.
They have a porn award show.
Lord.
Annually. Red carpet.
Lord, have mercy.
Televised. On cable.
Maybe that's why the Lord ain't give me cable.
Ah, there you go.
I just got regular TV. Y'all keep watching the cable. I watch regular TV.
I'm watching regular TV too.
I'm watching it all because I want to know what the devil doing. I want to see.
I know that's right. Apostle.
He's hoodwinking the people.
Yeah, it's sad. That's sad, Apostle.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my God. You said you exposed something today, Apostle. You
really I'm telling you what's going on, brother.
Mm-hmm. Look at the award shows when they're trying to marry up with gay people.
We just as comfortable and everything, and our children are up at night while we sleep watching it. While you sleep with the remote, turning the channels. You don't even know it. My God in heaven, we must come to a place of recognizing people of God. And I ain't making no apology because this is prophetic word. This is prophetic word. And all prophetic word is not a good sandwich taste to you. It ain't all sugar and honey. Yeah.
Right.
I'm encouraging you in a different way today to prepare, praise the Lamb of God, for what God is about to do and understand why he's going to do it. His name is profane. His holy name is blasphemed. When you could reduce your praise to something abominable and mention God, and you have perverted what he has given you. And you know what the shame of it is? When you go into the industries that's supposed to be right, they don't want you to mention Jesus. But the industry is saying, thank you, Jesus, for my body parts. As long as you profaning Jesus, profaning his name, it's all right. But if you're praising him with sincere praise for the righteous things he's done, then you're wrong.
Jesus.
And we need to wake up. praise the Lamb of God, because our worship, brothers and sisters, of God has to be pure. My God. Woo! Talked about, let me see, can I marry these two things? It'll be a good thing for us here. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll let the Lord do what he's going to do. Hallelujah. I feel the nudging, my prophetic trigger here, but praise the Lamb of God. Just one little thing I want to talk about that I talked about last night, and that was, praise the Lamb of God, in the rich young ruler, pray, who comes to Jesus and calls him good. Listen, Jesus talks to him and what have you. Something we noted was, praise the Lamb of God, when Jesus told him to go sell all that he had, give it to the poor and follow him, we found out that he wasn't willing to cash out and cash in. And I stated these words that all of us are holding something that we don't want to cash in. All of us have something, hello light bulbs, that we don't want to cash in. But it's time to cash in, brothers and sisters. It's time to whatever that is that you're holding on to, praise the Lamb of God, that gives you your self-sufficiency and your independence of God. Hallelujah, because it has become a God to you because you won't release it. You can't live without it. Hello, light bulb.
Jesus.
It's time to sell that thing and give that, get that away. It's time to just let that go so that you can follow Christ wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. Because that was the final word, sell it and follow me. Hallelujah. If you want to inherit eternal life, then come follow me and show people the way of eternal life. Win people to eternal life. That's what Jesus told him, but he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. Because he had great possessions. And some of us possess some things that we don't want to let go of. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what happened to Lot's wife. That's why she a pillar of salt, because she didn't want to let go.
Right.
She had great in Sodom and Gomorrah. She had left something there that she wanted to go back to. When you've been given the word, don't look back. Don't turn around, don't look back.
Amen.
She turned around and looked back. Now Lot's wife is a pillar of salt. Hallelujah. See? Because we don't want to let go of that that detaches us from God. That separates us. We don't want to let it go. God has shown us since the dawn of creation that he ain't going to tolerate it. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't show it. He kicked Adam out of the garden. Not for perversion, but just for disobedience. He kicked him out. Just for disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sin, because it's rebellion. He kicked him out of the garden. So now he's provided us Jesus Christ. And the saints then took that as a band-aid to do evil. I got Jesus, I can do anything I want now. Your brain did slip.
Mm-mm.
No, you're supposed to be better now. Better with Jesus than you were before. If you are worse now than you were when you came to Christ, something is damnably wrong with your salvific experience.
All right.
I'm going to say it again. If you're a greater sinner now than you were when you got baptized, There is something wrong with your salvific package. Somebody didn't really explain to you what repentance was. Somebody didn't really, you just jumped in the water. Took Gabby down to Mexico some years ago on vacation. She called it Tiki Beach. She had been watching them backyardigans. And as soon as we got down to the pool, Prophet Darrell, Gabby ran off and leaped, and down in the deep she went. That's the way some of us do. We jump in that water, and we're not conditioned for it. We don't know how to handle it. I had to go in and rescue her. And some of us come into church and we just jump in the water, get baptized, everything, and dry, and we just think everything's all right now. And you know, and I harp on this word, Prophet Darrell, because, Athelia, because there's so many believers who are stuck between belief and the filling of the Holy Ghost. They're stuck in between because they have not repented.
Jesus.
True repentance have not happened to them. They're sitting in pulpits. They're wearing collars. They got pope caps on their head. They got gold chains on their neck. They're ushers. They're deacons. They're choir members. They're praise members. They're musicians. And they're sitting in our pews every Sunday.
Wow. That is true.
And have not truly repented. They have asked for forgiveness, but have not repented. They won't turn from it. And this is what God demands in this chapter. He demands repentance. Not, I'm sorry we did this, but we're going to do the same thing next weekend.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's not repentance.
Okay.
Repentance is turning from it.
Yep.
Turning from it. Now, I'm talking about your eternal salvation is hinged upon that word. Repent. That's all John the Baptist cried. He wasn't saying, go over there in the corner and tell the Lord you're sorry and come on the same way you are. No, repent means a change of heart, change of attitude, change of disposition. I've turned from one way to another way. Now, I'm finished with that, but I had to give it to you. Solomon Strong, praise the Lamb. Let the record show, let the archives record. Let everyone that hear heed that God is calling this country to repentance. Matter of fact, the prophet came on here yesterday, Pearson. The prophet came on here yesterday, Prophet Pearson, and the basically told us the same exact thing. God is calling America to repentance.
Yep.
Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, but let me tell you something. It ain't just a call. It's a call in coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like a house call.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't just a call, Prophet Darrell, that he's shouting it out through his prophets. It's a call and he's coming. He's calling us to repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Woo! Hallelujah. Great is your mercy for us, God, and we thank you for all your grace and all your mercy. Praise the Lamb of God in this day. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like speaking into somebody's life today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yes, I do. I feel the Lord here. Yeah, I feel God. I feel God. My grace and glory all about us. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God he is.
Yes,
he is wonderful.
Awesome.
He is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Your servant here. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Woo. The Lord said his soul is vexed with America.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My God. God said his soul is vexed with America. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious.
My God.
God said, I swear by all I am.
Jesus.
That I am coming. Yea, saith the Lord. And there will be howling and gashing of teeth, saith the Lamb. Hallelujah. And there will be mourning. Hallelujah. And a cry will go forth. My God. My God. My God. Mothers crying for their children. Oh, Jesus. Yet, saith the Lamb of God, I will not make a complete end. Yet, saith the Lamb of God, will I cover those whom I have covenanted with, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. Give you honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you all see those? Did you all see those hail balls that fell? Did you all see that on the news? They were big.
No.
They were bigger almost than a golf ball.
Wow.
Ice falling out of the heavens.
Where?
Breaking windshields and everything, and cars.
Was that Denver?
I mean, just, oh, my goodness. I think it was somewhere like in, Nebraska or something. Don't quote me on that. But I saw it last night on the news, and they had
wow.
them in a bowl or something showing how big they were that fell out, that was falling from the sky. People of God,
didn't
let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Huh?
I was going to say, that happened to Denver a few weeks ago. They get holes in people's houses and break in car windshields
right.
and into their vehicles.
Right. That happened in Denver, yeah, not too long ago. But they was really showing these. My God, I saw a caption, I think, on Facebook. Somebody had it on their page. Last night, praise the Lamb of God. But I saw it on CNN. That's why I saw that. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah. If one of those hit you in your head in the right spot, it could kill you.
Ooh, yes, it can.
At the magnitude and force that is falling from the sky, it could kill you. Just one ice ball that big could kill you.
Right.
If it hits you in your head in the right place, it will shut you down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. My. Prophet Darrell, you hear anything you want to say? don't know where Prophet at. Hallelujah. He's his mic on. Praise the Lamb. Silent on the set. They silent on the set today. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God.
Glory to God.
Do I get any amens on this today?
Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, my goodness. Where is my children? My goodness. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, I love you, people. God knows in heaven I don't want nothing to happen. Hallelujah. I think we've been through enough just with the economy and everything. My goodness gracious. But I know as a prophet, praise the Lamb of God, that if God does not intervene some kind of way, that self-destruction is worse. Self-destruction is worse. Hallelujah. And I would rather be in the hands of God than left in the hands of man. Praise the Lamb of God in his seat. Yeah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, God, you're awesome. We look to you, Father. Yes, God. For acceptance into the holies. Search our hearts. Convict us of sin. That we might convert, Father. That we might repent. That we might change. Someone, Father, is going to listen to this. Let their hearts be pricked. They need to repent, Father, and turn to you wholeheartedly. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for your people. I pray for us all, Father. Jesus, grant us the strength we're going to need and help us, Father, to be merciful and kind. Yes, God. Yes, God. Accepting your will and yet walking in your will, doing your will. Oh, Jesus. We bless you for the blood covering of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your blood. Thank you that is on our hearts, that is on our homes, that is on our children. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. That your love is great towards us. We love you today. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, some places I experienced it, I just saw, you know, I know in, I believe it's Albuquerque area, praise the Lamb of God, they're experiencing, what you call those little things, hopper grass. Yeah, they everywhere.
Oh, grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers. I call them hopper grass. Experiencing grasshoppers. Can you imagine that? That everywhere you look, there's grasshoppers?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness.
And they still
are here.
It's hard to get them off.
And a year or two ago, they had moth out there like that. Moth was everywhere. Everywhere, all over their windows and just somewhere, everywhere the moth was.
Trying to get the attention.
Oh, yeah. God is getting attention, praise the Lamb of God. But if they paying attention is the question, praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
In the land of enchantment, in the land of witchcraft and all of that that goes on down there. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Oh, boy, I tell you, those are some of the plagues of Egypt. Yes, and all, mm-hmm. It sure is. My God. Because a grasshopper is a form of locust. Sure is. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a devourer of every green thing. Yes, it will. praise the Lamb of God, and the hoppergrass will eat it up. Yes, it will, too. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, which affects some of everything. And this is what's happening, people of God. A lot of people ain't sharing what's happening in that area because stuff's been happening so much, and so they're not even talking about it right now. They don't even want to reflect upon it and say, yeah, this is happening over here, this is that. But I'm telling you, everybody has something going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everybody has something going on right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And it is imperative that we as believers, praise the Lamb of God, come to the place of understanding, hallelujah, what God is doing in this season. We need really, Athelia, to be praying for the spirit of Issachar.
The
spirit of Issachar to be upon us and upon the people, that we may know the times and the seasons of what God is doing. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that these things will not come up. God, you know, when God warns you, it's because he don't want it to come upon you unaware.
Exactly.
God doesn't want that. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't really want it to come upon you unaware. He wants you to know. He's giving you a forewarning.
That's
praise
right.
the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
But will we take it?
That's the question.
That's the question. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. My goodness gracious. And some things you have to move on right away. You can't tarry. You got to jump on it and do it. Hallelujah. Yeah. You have to jump on it and go. I'm telling you all again, praise the Lamb of God, get your air conditioners and fans and all of that kind of stuff checked out. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The first day of summer ain't even arrived yet.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
It's been a blaze.
Yeah.
And it's been a blaze already.
Yes,
my
it
goodness.
Has.
You know, and you, in unusual areas. It's been in the hundreds already in California, in Nevada, places like that. It's already seeing, you know, triple digits.
That's right.
It's going to be a mess. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you.
Better start buying
some
water bottles.
Yeah, and stock up on your water. If you purchase water, stock up on your water so you have you some water. Praise the Lamb. Because, you know, the heat index can rise to the extent they don't even, they advise you to stay home and not even come outside.
Exactly.
Because it's too hot. And it causes sunstrokes and things of that nature. And you got to make sure you're hydrated. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I know how to stay home and stay home time. I promise you.
I do not
have to run around in the sunshine.
I know that's right. Not one day. That's right.
Not one day.
That's right.
I promise you. It don't turn me on like that. My God,
not
my
me.
God.
Not me.
We got another caller here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Say, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar in Jesus' name. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
You look, he pulls all right here. Like, hey,
who is this with these 7-1s? You push your mic is hot.
What has God is coming?
Still using his own dial and they always get up. What did he do? Look back. And they got people in his ear like, okay, this guy's from Francis.
I don't know who that was with all that noise, but they pushed one on their dial. Praise the Lord. Mm. Their phone number is 7-1s.
And
their
error
code is 111.
That used to be
all the ones right there. Error code 111. 1111111. Yeah, with all the noise in the back. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But these things, you know, is mentioned to us in the perilous times, the end times of what the way the things are going to be and what have you. And I just think that the saints of God cannot wrap their mind around that we are nearing the end.
Mm-hmm.
That we are nearing the end. Praise the Lamb of God. And that, you know, we're entering into the tribulation and great tribulation period.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was on the news last night, Carter, doctor. He's a doctor who is refuting Obamacare and saying that African-American doctor, that it's the worst thing since slavery. And he said Obamacare is the worst thing since slavery. And so
did we have any in slavery?
You don't know. But what he said he was speaking of was the control of the government, how the government can control, praise the Lamb of God, health care, this, that, and another. You know, although we know other countries have it, and that government is responsible for setting a system in order. That's all Obama was trying to do, is set in order what he has seen in systems that works for their people. And, of course, when you go and try to do something like that, you're messing with people's money. And that's the big right there. There's a lot of people who make money, praise the Lamb of God, and making millions and billions of dollars in the medical field, that if it changes, it cuts them out. And
they can't rob us anymore.
They can't rob people anymore. And this, that, and another. And that becomes the issue and the problem when it comes down to the medical. And it wouldn't be all of these advertisements and stuff that they're paying millions of dollars to advertise against using the Obamacare, and it's the worst this and it's the worst that, when all the man kept saying was, I believe every citizen of the United States should be able to walk in a hospital and get care.
Exactly.
And that's the truth. Every human being that is ill or get hurt should be able to go to a hospital and be taken care of.
Thank you.
Without fear that when I get home, there's going to be a $50,000 bill at my door.
Right.
For you in my life.
Thank you.
That's all the man was saying. But they have twisted it and all of that kind of stuff and jumped in it and criticized it all the way to the extent now this guy want to write a book and go against it, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And we have to be careful of these various systems. I see that, but at the same time, you don't have to say it's compared to or the worst thing since slavery. And the guy that was interviewed, he said, "You must don't really know what slavery was about."
You got that right.
That Obamacare is the worst thing since slavery. My goodness.
Wow.
It ain't killing nobody. It's not. What you saying?
No, but what's funny, if you look at it, the flip side, we was freed from slavery, and we are freed from another type of slavery. So he's talking about from his perspective.
Yeah. He's talking about from his perspective, but he has blurred vision. And it's evident, you can grow up and get education and everything, and you can be militant in your disposition. And he has a militant type of disposition. And there are some, I discerned just looking at him on the television, that there are some unforgiveness in his bosom and some grudges that he's holding about slavery and all of that. that he's holding in his heart. When you have that type of education on top of it, you can become an educated fool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can become an educated fool because you think you're smarter than everybody else, and you think you see and know because you're looking through the eyes of pain. And, you know, just like the rest of us, those that look through prophetic lenses, we see everything with a prophetic tone to it. Well, if you look through the eyes of hatred or prejudice or hurt and pain, that's the way you interpret everything. You bring that baggage to your interpretation of anything. So, you know, he's sitting up on television with a natural, you know, older guy with a natural. Well, you still stuck in the 70s. I see that already.
Right.
Just by your hairstyle. You stuck in the 70s and the 80s.
Wow.
You sitting up there, you know, with an afro, criticizing, praise the Lamb of God, Obamacare and this, that, and another, and equating it with slavery. You got some issues in you. Yeah. That probably only God can get out. But that's what happened to individuals, praise the Lamb of God, like that. Now, the system itself, I agree with him, praise the Lamb of God, that we have to be careful of how much control that we allow the government to have, this, that, another. Then we can go into communism. Because it's first that they'll be saying, okay, today is this, and then tomorrow we will govern how much food everybody will get. And then the next day is the clothes you wear. And then that another, and it's all handed out through the government, and the government handling it. Then we all work for the common good of our country. So everybody is employed by the government. And because you do your job that you specialize in, that's been assigned to you by the government, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, teacher, whatever, we will provide housing and everything for you. It's almost like a cashless system. You can go in the grocery store and shop and get whatever you want to drink and stuff and what have you, because we have set this up for you because you are one of those who work in our system. That's a communist system. And you can't get ahead that way. You can never become a multimillionaire doing what you're doing because the government really makes money.
That's true.
From whatever is going on. So, you know, I mean, we see that and we understand that when we consider 666, the number of a man's name, this, that, or another, when it comes down to the book of Revelation. And receiving the mark of the beast, and you won't be able to buy, sell, nor trade unless you receive the mark of the beast. Praise the Lamb of God. We know that is about a system, a system of government, and not, you know, just some real beast or something of that nature. And that mark in your right hand of your forehead, praise the Lamb of God, probably has to do with a chip being implanted in your hand, or praise the Lamb of God, in your head, or you got to remember some numbers. That's sort of like your Social Security number. It's given to you in a card form, but at the same time, you remember your number, so wherever you are, praise the Lamb of God, your number will come up in the system. That's a way of tracking. That's a way of downloading to you your needs, your essentials, this, that, and another, if, in fact, that communist system comes to America that way, which it probably will, praise the Lamb of God, but it ain't going to happen in next year, I promise you. No, it's not going to happen next year, and probably not even in my lifetime. But, praise the Lamb of God, I believe that will happen, or it will start to come into fruition before the return of Jesus Christ. That the government will do that. They will do it. It's too many governments that are rich, filthy, such as the Mexican government, but they allow all their people to be poor.
Wow.
So when you can find a happy medium that all of your needs and stuff are met, then you become a god in the eyes of the people. Because whether it's health care, food, clothing, protection, or what have you, we take care of you. And you just go to your office and do your accounting work and what have you, or you go and teach in school, or you go and do your job every day, and all things are provided for you. You lack nothing. You lack nothing. And guess what? They really got that out of the Bible. Acts, the 5th chapter. And they had all things common. Nobody lacked anything. It's right there in the Bible. Verse 11. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I tell you the truth. It's so much that we need to be sharing and talking about. When it comes, that's why I said I had so much to talk to you guys about today. Praise the Lamb of God. But for some reason out there, everybody is not in a talking mood like you and Shatwan. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. When it comes down to things like this, the overall view of the Christian today concerning our society is probably a dark one. And at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, there are many of us who know that God is in control and God is setting the stage for the greatest revival that we will ever witness. And that this is the hour of the saints. This is the season of the saints to go forth and prosper and what have you. Until we're rejoicing in it. But then to rejoice in it is to make somebody think you don't like this, or you enjoy watching people die and suffer and things of this nature. When it's not that you enjoy that, but sometimes that's the only wake-up call that God can send. That's the only way God can get us to wake up. It's through calamities. Praise the Lamb. It's through calamities. All right, people of God, we're coming into our last few minutes here of the show. Praise the Lamb of God. And I would not be a good host if I don't invite you again to psmintl.org, where our books are on sale. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And where we also have, praise the Lamb of God, some other commodities there for you. Those of you who would like to go and look and peruse, you have never been on the website, this is your opportunity. And then those who would like to sow a seed to our ministry to help us stay on the air and continue to do the work of the Lord. Remember, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Shakespeare celebrates his birthday the whole month of June, from May 31st to June 30th. I celebrate my birthday, praise the Lamb of God. So you're never belated as long as you're in June. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want you to know that I do celebrate a whole month, praise the Lord, of my birthday. Yeah, they said, why you get a whole month? Because I stole the month. That's why. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Also, praise the Lamb, you're going to be hearing some more information coming forth real soon concerning our classes that we talked to you all about. The intensive that we're going to do here in the city of Dearborn, hopefully, praise the Lamb of God. we'll be doing this right there at the church so that we can keep expense and stuff down. And then those of you that would like to come and share with us in these intensives, that's going to be an awesome thing. Praise the Lamb of God. We're cutting the price totally in half. The first year we did it, it was $100 per student, and we're cutting the price totally in half to $50 per student. And we're going to deal with all of this prophetic stuff and then give the certificates at the end, praise the Lamb of God, of the intensive. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is going to help you, praise the Lamb of God, when you enter in to this next dimension of schooling that we have going on right now, preparing for your enrollment, praise the Lamb of God, into the fall. You're going to love what we are putting together for you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, all people of God, we got some juicy, good stuff coming off for you, praise. I'm always looking to the future. I don't stay in the right now, and I don't brag on yesterday, because Bishop Morton says in Changing Forward that always talking about what you did is celebrating frozen success. Hallelujah. And I don't believe in celebrating frozen success. So we look forward, praise the Lamb of God, we look towards the future. Hallelujah. And we see a bright and glorious day in the ministry of PSM. Praise the Lamb of God and what God is going to do with us and for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Tomorrow is our word day. Hallelujah, our prophetic word day. And we're going to give ourselves to prayer and some pushing away of the plate, which is much needed also. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who would like to fast with us and pushing a plate or two away and just spending that time in prayer. Hallelujah, so that tomorrow we can have a powerful display of the power of God and the word of God as we do nearly every day, but we want to keep the fire burning. I always tell the Lord in prayer, I never want God to feel like I'm taking advantage of him. I never want Holy Spirit to feel like I'm using him just for the show. And the only way that I can do that is spend time with him that gives him quality time, that I'm not requesting things from him, hallelujah, but that I'm pouring my heart out to him in love and gratitude and thanksgiving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just think that's just the way it should be all around when we consider, praise the Lamb, relationships and all. That's the way it should be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The only time you hear from me is when I need you. That's something. I should say good morning to you, praise the Lamb of God, Athelia, and not need you that day.
Exactly.
If I'm only going to say good morning on the days I need you, then what is that?
Exactly.
That's called usury.
Yeah.
You are using me, praise the Lamb of God. And we don't want to ever be guilty of usury. Amen. Praise the Lamb.
Amen. Amen.
Be guilty of usury, of using people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. People of God, I thought I was going to get some feedback here from the people of God, but they are quiet on the set today. All of us, I mean, everywhere. Atlanta is quiet. I'm telling you the truth, boy. This is really something. My God, if I worship for Wednesday, you know, testimonies coming forth and this, that, another. I'm just here for you guys today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that your prayers, people of God, is of vital importance to us right now. And don't shun away from your prayer places. Please, please stay focused. Please stay focused and continue to lift up, praise the Lamb of God, all of those who are hurting, praise the Lamb of God, bereaved, lift them up, lift up Bertha, lift up her family, praise the Lamb of God. I'm still in contact with Ann and Luann down in California in the loss of their mother. I just inboxed them again last night, this morning. Praise the Lamb of God, because I care. I do care. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And care is love in motion. That's what caring is. Love in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. It's compassion in motion when you care. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not just not saying I care. It's moving your hand to a place of doing something to show that you care. Praise the Lamb of God. And prophet does care. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you all today. I do, I do, I do. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. We're down to the last 5 minutes. Any prophecies? Any words? Prophet Daryl. Where is Prophet Daryl? Why is his mic wide open and he ain't saying nothing? We're going to get Prophet Daryl about this. This is getting to be an epidemic. Praise the Lord. Don't you think so? Don't we think we should give him a whooping?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to get him. I think we're going to have to get him. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. 404 area code. Let me get your mic. If this thing stops moving here, I'm trying to get your mic lit up. It's not coming through. Well, I got to wait to the other side. Stop jumping, I guess. It's moving by itself like a demon over there. Okay, here we go. Erica 404.
Yeah, I gotta go. Hey, Pastor, it's Tamika. How are you?
Hi, Tamika.
I just wanted to, since it was the end of the show, I would like for us to go into corporate prayer for a specific group. There's a group on Facebook called Standing for Your Loved Ones. And it's people who come on there and they just request prayer for all type of events and crises for members of their family. And over the last 24 hours, I count about 10 different injuries or near-death experiences. And it's just been on my heart. I've just been praying for everybody in that group. So I would like for us to stand in the gap for them.
All right, that sounds all right to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We always good with prayer here. My goodness gracious. Well, let me see where we at. All right. Praise the Lamb. Let me see here. Athelia, you didn't get a chance to express your, what should we call it? Praise the Lamb of God, your giftings today. Praise God. Why don't you lead us in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, in covering this topic situation of this group. Well, what's the name of the group again? Standing?
Standing for Your Loved Ones.
Standing for Your Loved Ones, praise the Lamb of God. And the prayer request that's being made, heard and unheard, praise the Lamb of God. We only got a couple of minutes here. Come on, then.
Hallelujah, Father God, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior. We just thank you for this opportunity, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We lift up our sister, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, who is representing the Standing Up for Your Loved Ones group, Father God. We ask you for your anointing, Father God, to pour over these people right now, Father God, who came in unity, Father God, in oneness in you, seeking your spirit, seeking your grace, seeking your mercy and your blessings over their lives in Jesus' holy name, Father God. We thank you for the light that you have shined before them, Father God, showing them the directions and the instructions, the way they ought to go in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for a hedge of protection. We thank you for the anointing over their lives individually and corporately in Jesus' holy name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing their hearts and their souls and their minds, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for their willingness to come together, Father God, to seek you and lift up their fellow brothers and sisters in the magnified name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for answering their prayers in Jesus' holy
name.
We thank you for receiving their worship, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for protecting their children and their families, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Secure their future in the magnified name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We thank you for ordaining each and every footstep that they make from this day onward, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, that will saturate their home, saturate their community, their children's school, their workplaces, in the magnified name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're open.
We
want to hear from you.
We're open.
Let your voice be heard. Speak to us.
We're open.
Our hearts are wide open.
We're open.
Speak to us.